Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Lion's Den. I'm the king of the jungle and I really want to rumble tonight. Tell me which one of you girls gonna make it alive. I'll be jumping from mountain to mountain. Got you on the floor like a fountain.
If I didn't want me, I'd put my paws on you.
Entertainment reports also. Hey, what's today's date? Wow, we're up. January is going. Wow. Are you sticking to your New Year's resolutions? Are you sticking to your romantic resolutions and goals? Today's January the 9th, and if today's your birthday, happy birthday to you. Now, Belinda Bostic said she will call us this morning to talk all things summer parties by BelindaBostic.com and also sex pheromones, which I did talk about last week. We had a fabulous good time when I was broadcasting live out of Dallas from DoubleTree by Hilton at Campbell Center. And thank you to Lance and everyone else that participated in the call. And have a caller now, online now. I believe it is the one and only Super Duper Intimacy Advisor, based in Houston, Texas, doing things, getting her team, doing great things, providing us with awesome products. So Belinda's going to discuss with us all great things with summer parties by Belinda Bostic. And also we're going to talk about sex pheromones. And of course, she's going to talk about the opportunities. I'm talking about the career opportunities that summer parties by Belinda Bostic also have to offer. She's been with summer parties for right now, this recently celebrated 2 years, and she is having an awesome, good time, honestly. You need to friend her on Facebook, and most definitely, as the show is broadcasting, I advise you, it's good to really be interactive and visit her website at Summer Parties by Belinda Bostic. My voice is sounding a little raspy this morning. Oh, my goodness, it's scheduled to rain all day today. And I'm just getting sad and reading all the stories about deaths regarding influenza. I see where a little 6-year-old girl died Monday, just hours after being diagnosed with the flu. So you all, we of all ages, we gotta take care of ourselves, honestly. But you know, it's just a sneaky bug, is it not? And take it seriously. I don't care if it looks like a little cold. Take it seriously, honestly. But we're going to talk, matters of the heart today, and Belinda is on right now. Before we go any farther, I want to offer some condolences to Ruby Jackson. She lost her husband, Nathaniel Brown, Austin Brown, Asha, all her 3 kids' dad, this past Sunday. So I'm sending so much love and hugs to the entire Jackson Brown families and those of us who love them so much and are so saddened also regarding the loss of dad, Nathaniel Brown, husband of Rebe, father of 3 kids, and of course that amazing Austin Brown, who's doing big things, and Asha is doing big things also, and the eldest daughter. So Just sending so much love. And to Miss Catherine and Joe Jackson, Laura Garden, losing the son-in-law, and just the whole family. And like I said before, those of us that really love and follow the Jackson Brown families, and, you know, inside and out, not just their music, but just them, period, because they are an American dynasty. So they hurt. We do hurt also. So, Kim, I just heard also on the ABC affiliate here that Kim Kardashian is coming to town. She'll be in Ridgeland on February the 1st for an in-store appearance regarding her fragrance line. So I keep you all updated also regarding Kim Kardashian, expected mother, coming to the Jackson, Mississippi metropolitan area. But let's go ahead and talk. And you all know today's broadcast, Matters of the Heart, is always recommended for those 18 and older because of the no bars hold type of conversation. So let's say good morning to the one and only super duper intimacy advisor, Belinda Bostic.
Good morning.
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And congratulations also on celebrating 2 years recently.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I celebrated my my 2 year anniversary of slumber parties in November. So it's a new year, but it's practically literally a whole new year for my business, so it's exciting.
Oh, yeah, because you're literally kicking off your third year.
Yes. Yes, I am. Oof. It's funny to think that it's been 2 years already. It doesn't feel
wow.
like it.
Wow, because you've been having so much fun, and I love it when you talk about the money that can be made doing something that you really love. So I guess it sounds like we're going straight into the opportunities that slumber parties have to offer. So do you want to talk about that now? Those that might
sure.
want to host become a consultant also?
Sure. Yeah, I really can't express enough how amazing the company is as a whole. So, you know, most people have jobs that they go to. They get up in the morning, they drive somewhere, they go sit in an office. Some people love their job. Some people, it's just sort of, it's okay, they can live with it. And then, of course, there's some people that dread waking up every morning. And that's not me anymore. I get to wake up with my kids. I take my son to school. I stay home with my daughter. We go to the gym. We play over the house all day. And then I go to work 2, 3, maybe 4 times a week, and I make 3 to 4 times more than what I made in insurance. And I have fun doing it.
Wow, that is so cool. So cool.
Oh.
I like how you break it down on your Facebook page.
Yeah. Well, I like to show people that I'm pretty serious about that because I tell women all the time, you work part-time hours, but you make full-time pay, you know, if you look at the average number. So, you know, our average consultants make about $250 every night when they do a party. So if you have time for one party a week, that equals $1,000 a month.
Wow.
And I was working roughly 30 hours at my insurance job. And I was a front desk girl, but I made $13.50 an hour. And even making $13.50 an hour, which most receptionists do not make that. But $13.50 an hour, 30 hours a week, my weekly paycheck was still $405, and that's before taxes. So, you know, by the time everything came through, you know, every 2 weeks when I got paid, I was making, I don't know, $680, $720, something like that. I've made that in weekends before doing this.
Wow.
I've made that at one party before doing this. And it's easy and fun, and it takes me a few hours, and then I get to go back home to my family.
Exactly. I love how this past summer you talked about, even during your last appearance here, how you were able to surprise, buy your husband a truck.
Yes, my husband is loving his truck.
Nice things for your loved ones.
It is. It really is because, you know, 2 years ago we were at a place where if we had talked about buying a truck, even though he needs one, it just wouldn't have been possible. You know, it wouldn't have been possible even if my dad had wanted to co-sign for us or anything like that. If we had gotten a truck, somebody else would have had to purchase it and pay for it. It just would not have been possible for our family. But he got a new truck, and then did you see my birthday present to myself?
I do my best to keep up with everything. Okay, remind me.
Mama got an SUV.
Oh!
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so Daddy got a truck and Mama got an SUV.
Your birthday, well, right before Christmas?
Yeah, it was December 16th. So, he got a new truck, and then I decided it was time for me to have an SUV. And the way that we pay for those things is through summer parties.
Wow.
And most of the time, one weekend of parties will pay for both of the car notes.
Wow.
So,
listen to the list now.
Right, exactly. Yeah, it's just, it's fun, it's easy, and it's massively lucrative if you will let it. You know, I know how some people feel about direct sales businesses, and I used to be one of those girls. So when I started my summer parties business, when I first started, I really just sort of sat around. And if somebody wanted to do a party, oh, fantastic, I'll take care of you. And I had fun, but, you know, I didn't make very much money doing it because I wasn't trying to make money. I just wanted to get out of the house every now and then. Last year especially, I just decided to have a newfound dedication and to try to make this work. And I'm so glad that I did because last year was an amazing year for me. I had set my own personal goals, and I passed them. I had to set new goals because I had passed goals that I had already set. So by the end of the year, I was past all of the markers that I already put in place for myself, and so this year's goals are intense. They're intense. That's what I'm going to say about that.
Wow.
So, but one of my number one goals for business this year is to help literally as many women as I can start their company. Because I just cannot tell you enough how much I believe and feel in the bottom of my heart that having my summer parties business has changed everything for my family. It's changed everything for me, changed everything for my family, and I want to be able to help other women accomplish that.
Well, how does one become a beauty consultant, intimacy advisor like you? What are the ways they can contact you to become a consultant like you and to join your team?
Well, first I would recommend that they go and check out my website. It's SummerPartiesByBelindaBostick.com. And there's a link up at the top, and it says Become a Consultant. I would click on that because that's going to give them all of the information that they need. And basically, starting your own company can be as easy as clicking a button. You purchase a business starter kit. I help you every step of the way, and I give you all of the tools necessary to make this work for you in whatever fashion that you need it to work. So, you know, I still have girls that join my team and they want extra shopping money every month. So they're perfectly happy and content with doing one party a week, maybe one party every other week, because all they're wanting it for is just extra shopping money, and that's fine. But I also have girls on my team that I have one that's wanting to pay for a wedding.
Wow.
And so she's getting ready to gear up. And, you know, I have a very good friend on my team who's wanting to be able to stay home with her children. And so she's having to look into starting replacing income and things like that. So going to the website, checking that out. And then really anybody who has questions or wants information, call me directly. That is the easiest way to do it, and I'm happy to answer all of the questions that you have. That way it also helps me get a sense of what you need, and I can help you go from there.
Wow. So your income goal can be from one extra shopping money to this being your sole way of earning money, making
Absolutely.
A living. So it's up to the person.
Absolutely.
Sounds like extra money, or if you're looking for work and it's not panning out, or you're just tired of, like Belinda said, getting up, doing the same routine, and you're not passionate about it. Sounds like if you're really passionate about slumber parties, the sky's the limit. So you can make full time money working part time. That's what Belinda's been telling us. You can make extra shopping money, or you can make money to pay your bills and also do extra fun leisure things too.
Yep. Yep, absolutely. And, you know, when we say full-time pay for part-time hours, we break everything down. So as a starting consultant, doing an average party, which an average party is about $750, starting consultants make, I think the actual breakdown is $62.50 an hour. When you start breaking down the averages, average party sales, starting consultants, I think it ends up being about $62.50 an hour. And
wow.
I don't know many people. I think my dad probably makes $62.50 an hour, and he's been with his company for 35 years. But most people, $62.50 an hour is sort of out of reach for a full time job, let alone a part time position. You know, most people pick up a part-time job because they need additional income or they just want to get out of the house, and it ends up not being worth it, and they get stuck.
Yes.
So this really opens up the possibility for women, because you can revolve it around what you already have going on. So if you already have a full-time career, that's okay, because you do one or two parties at night, and you've been away from the home maybe 6 to 8 hours more, but you've made $200, $300, $500 in two nights. I mean, why wouldn't you?
And it sounds perfect for those people that are full-time students. You might work full-time, or you might be a full-time student. And
absolutely.
And you're like, well, wow, how can I work a job? Well, if go into business for yourself as a consultant with slumber parties and set your own hours.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, it really is. That's the beauty of it. You set your own hours. If something comes up, you know, you can just mark that day off your calendar. You don't have to work. You know, if you aren't feeling well, you don't have to worry about calling into a boss and making up a ridiculous excuse. you get your party covered, and you take care of it. But, you know, I mean, I cover parties for Slumber Sisters all the time, you know, for one reason or another, but it's no big deal. It's no big deal. And the thing is, you're always dealing with happy people. Because your clients are always happy.
And when you become a beauty consultant with a slumber party, I love how you talk about how supportive the community is, how supportive of the slumber parties from the home office to you as a team leader, how supportive you guys are. So you might be important in business for yourself, but sometimes, because I see some direct selling companies, you're by yourself. But whenever you talk with us, you always talk about how supportive the entire company is, along with the training and everything.
I can't express enough how incredible they are. I got a personal phone call on my anniversary from my regional administrator. Her name is Pony, and she's amazing. But she's not just regional administrator over Houston. She takes care of multiple states. And she called me simply to wish me a happy anniversary. And then noted that I had just had my biggest month ever. And so we chatted for a second, but corporate office takes the time to take care of their consultants. So, my regional administrator took the time to call me on my anniversary, and, there's another fantastic woman in the corporate office who happens to deal with when products get shipped out to clients who order online and something, is wrong with them, or if somebody calls and says, oh, hey, someone did a party for me and I can't find her or what have you, she's the one who puts everybody in contact with everybody. And, she called me just the other day and said, hey, are you close to this area? And I said, yeah, why? She said, well, somebody called and they need a consultant and I thought of you. So, I have a huge support system that actually extends to my corporate office. And that's just icing on the cake. My personal team is amazing. I'm actually about to start doing a boot camp with my sponsor. And it's for the month of February. And it's a completely intense overlook of your business in a one-on-one setting with my sponsor. And my personal sponsor is top 10 in sales in the entire company. So to me, that means something.
Yes, it does.
So I'm getting mentored by one of the best in the company, and I'm getting one-on-one FaceTime with her. So, just the sisterhood that we have, all the other girls on our team, we're all friends. We hang out. We have our team, powwows every month. We have fun. We cheer each other on. We're on each other's Facebooks posting goofy pictures. We've all become good friends.
I love you. Have one of the most fun professional pages that I've ever witnessed. it's a business page, but it is so much fun. You have so much fun with your team, and then your friends and your customers even post fun things also, and I love it.
Well, it's my favorite when my clients actually post things on my page. I had one girl find a picture of it's a delivery truck with a giant dildo on top. And, because that's one of the things everybody asks me, how is this going to get sent to me? What's the package going to say? Because, everybody's so worried that regardless of what they purchase, that it's going to say vibrator or dildo or something on the box. And it's not, obviously, but, it's just a really funny picture of somebody being delivered, and he's like, don't worry, it's a brown paper package. But
the neighbors think, oh, my God.
Exactly. Yes, and it's just so funny. So, my clients find these things, and it's apparently I'm in their mind, the forefront of their mind there for them to say, oh, that makes me think of Belinda. Let me post it to her page. So, not only do I have tons of friends because of this, but the clients that I meet, some of them I would consider friends. Even though we don't hang out on a regular basis, I know that I can call half of them on my Facebook page and say, who wants to take me out tonight? Because I have nothing better to do. And they'd be like, oh, come on.
Exactly. Because I know
come
if
on,
I was I know if you and I was in the same Houston area, oh, my God, I'd be on your team, and we'll be having fun together. That's why I always let people know this is one of my Facebook BFFs. You know, we're not just
Facebook. And I love you. I think if we lived in the same city, we would be in trouble.
It's fun. These are topics and items that we're really interested in. And I love how you educate us. You know, so yeah.
Well, I mean, like I said, I mean, it really is the beauty of the job. I love every aspect of it. I get to educate women, which is, it's a big deal to me. When I grew up, I wanted to be a teacher. And the only reason that I didn't finish going to school for education is because, I mean, it's everybody's opinion to their own. But I'm not feeling the educational system these days.
Oh.
I don't feel like they're working it the way that they should. And so education, you know, it was just not high on my priority list anymore because I just don't agree with what's happening in schools. So the fact that I still get to educate and be up in front of people and help these women, that means a lot to me. So
exactly.
I really feel like, I mean, yes, I have women that come to my parties and they're there just to have fun. And that's perfect because I want them to have a good time because I have a good time. But then there are women who walk in my shopping room and they have no clue about what they just saw, and so we have to sit there for 30 minutes and sort of take deep breaths and go over things again, but they leave feeling better about themselves and feeling more confident, and that's worth everything to me.
Exactly, because that's how we're here today, talking about sex pheromones, because a few weeks ago, you mentioned on Facebook, I'm researching sex pheromones, and that's always been an interesting topic to me. For years, since I was a young kid, to be honest, I've always been intrigued by pheromones, period. And then, then as I got older, sex pheromones, you know, the sexual attraction of you know, how we sexually attract one another through scent. And so when you were researching and studying like a teacher, you mentioned, you said,
yep,
I'm researching about sex pheromones. And then I'm like, hey, we need to talk about sex pheromones. You know,
yes.
So that's why we're here today, because of you being the teacher that you are, researching about sex pheromones. And I'm like, hey, well, we need to talk about sex pheromones. Mentioned the fact that slumber parties can also help those of us, those that need help, and that I think all of us would like to enhance our, how we can attract others from our. If you're married, keep on attracting your husband or wife, and if you're single, you want to, you know, attract especially others.
Exactly.
It's good, you know, because he might call in this morning, wanting to know more about how guys can really attract the, you know, females more via their sexual, by enhancing their sexual pheromones.
Well, and the interesting thing about pheromones is everybody has them, first of all.
Yes.
So we have ours. And from what I understand, I'm still doing my research, so we all know I'm not a doctor, so if I say something and somebody hears it, feel free to correct me. But from what I understand, women's pheromones, they're called copuline, C-O-P-U-L-I-N-E, and those are strictly female pheromones, and then men have their pheromones. They're all A and D, so androgen, and they have all these crazy names. But apparently there's multiple kinds of pheromones that can actually sort of emit different feel-good receptors, which I thought was incredible. I was doing some research on it, and there's one sort of pheromone that makes you feel, you know, sort of warm and bubbly, puts you in a feel-good mood, and then there are other pheromones that actually do sort of more of like a testosterone thing, you know, more anger even, you know?
Yeah.
My husband's a big science geek, and I love him, But we were talking about pheromones last night, and he went and started doing his own research, and he's crazy. He was going scientific all over my head, and I was like, oh, sweetheart, we just wanted to talk about pheromones. He was getting into the science of it, but what he was talking about is that all these, it's almost like all the social cues that people pick off each other, they're pheromones.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you walk up into a group, this is what I think of, the classic, when everybody's at a bar and somebody is approached and they definitely don't want to be approached, but they're too kind to brush them off. That moment where somebody can walk up and realize they're uncomfortable, those are pheromones. They're different sorts of pheromones that are sending off different receptors. So there's fear pheromones, there's sexual pheromones, there's, you know, happy-go-lucky, feel-good pheromones.
Yes.
But all of these pheromones, they put off these, you know, scents, really, although you can't smell them.
Yes.
That's how people pick up on their social cues.
Exactly.
And so I think it's fascinating. I really do. And, you know, scientists have been trying to come up with a formula that perfectly matches human pheromones, and they haven't, you know. I mean, it's very hard to do because everybody's pheromones are different. It works off your own natural body chemistry. So, you know, when you wear a product that has pheromones in it, your pheromones are giving off different receptors and different scents. Again, it's not something you smell, but that's the only thing I can, that's the only word I can throw out there. But your pheromones are different than mine. So we actually have a product called Basic Instinct. It's an essential oil. It's in a roller form, so it's like a perfume, but it has reconstituted human pheromones in it. And so it actually enhances your pheromones. And my clients love this because it smells fantastic on just about everybody. And so it smells differently. So on me, half the time it smells sort of like pineapple. But then I have clients that come to parties and they smell like they stepped out of the shower. Or they smell musky. Or, you know, fruity. Or I had one girl smell like this really rich, deep perfume, which I think hers is my favorite. But these pheromones work with your own natural body chemistry. So the reason that we have products with pheromones is that, one, they help you feel good. So when you have pheromones, when you add to your own personal pheromones, it's like an instant mood booster. So the easiest way you can start your day, we have something called Body Dew, and it's a carnation oil that you spray, and it leaves your skin feeling ridiculously soft. But it replaces lotion, so you don't have to continuously put lotion on all day long. But it has pheromones in it. And so when you start your day with pheromones, it's like an instant mood booster, which most people, including myself, need a good mood booster in the morning. I'm not really a morning person. I do this because I love you. But anybody else who ever asked me if it's 5:15, I would probably bite their head off. So, yes. Nobody else gets to talk to me at 5:15 in the morning.
We feel so special.
So they can boost your own personal mood and put you in a better mood, but they are a sexual attractant. So humans put off pheromones, animals put off pheromones, and it looks like insects put off some of the strongest pheromones. That's kind of where they started their research on all of this. You know, insects, they tend to work off of scent the most anyway. And so they started looking at how these insects were reacting to one another and then other animals, and then realized, humans must have that too. So
that's what I talked about mainly 2 weeks ago. I started talking about the pheromones, period, and I was breaking it down and using those big words from Wikipedia. I was talking about how insects, pheromones operate and so on. So it's amazing how they how animals really utilize of their pheromones.
Yes. Yeah, and they seem to really rely on theirs. But humans, you know, from what I can understand, we actually, it's not that we wash away our pheromones, but in our society, everything is about cleanliness. And so we're constantly washing our hands. And I actually read somewhere, I'm trying to think of where it was, but they said something about an odor-free society because we're so obsessed with everything being clean and, you know, deodorant and always smelling good, which is a good thing. You know, of course, I want to smell good. I don't want to be rubbing on my husband if he stinks, but, you know, we tend to wash away our own pheromones because
wow.
we're so obsessed with overly cleanliness. And so using products with pheromones in them, it sort of helps replenish them. And then especially as you age, your natural pheromone production, it starts to decrease. So I read a study, I can't remember which college it came out of, but they had been looking at women in certain age groups, and it seemed that women's pheromones peak between 25 and 35. And then, you know, roughly around 40, and women past menopause, their pheromones started to decrease, and they actually, I think one way that they worded it was that older women who are single or even if they're married start to feel invisible is what they were talking about. And their study was conclusive, showing that the I'm sorry, we just got a new puppy, and he's acting all crazy in my blinds. It scared me for a second. I was like, oh, gosh, someone's in my house. No, it's my dog. I just lost my train of thought because of a little dog.
You were talking about women in their 40 and above and women in menopause and pheromones.
Yes, thank you. But they talked about having this feeling of invisibility. And when they started using products that had pheromones in them, and again, when I say that they have pheromones in them, I am talking about synthetic pheromones. Like I said, they haven't reproduced human pheromones. That's I think that's beyond our reach right now. But once they started using products that had pheromones, they were in a better mood, and other people, they felt noticed again, whether it be by their spouse or by the people around them. And so the study, from what they saw, they feel like the women who continued to use pheromones and replenish their pheromones had similar results as the women whose pheromones were peaked at that time. So as you get older, your pheromones start to diminish. And on top of that, we live in this, you know, clean society. And so we're constantly getting rid of our pheromones when we need to be replenishing them. So, and I haven't seen anything to suggest that there's anything that we can do to increase production of pheromones naturally. I haven't seen anything like that, although I'm looking. I'll let you know if I find anything, but from what I can tell, it's really just about finding a quality product that has quality synthetic pheromones. So in all of Slumber Party's products, we use human synthetic pheromones. There are lots of products out there that actually use animal pheromones, pig pheromones.
Mm-hmm.
So I would much rather use human
pheromones. What section are the pheromones in?
What? I'm sorry, what?
Like basic instinct. What sections are basic instinct and your other products that assist us with pheromones, enhancing our own pheromones?
Oh.
What do I find basic instinct in?
Well, basic instinct is my number one pheromone product. That is under enhance the romance.
Okay.
That's probably my favorite section. My favorite section. That's where all the really good naughty stuff is. That's fun.
Oh, wow.
But it comes in a little roller, a roller jar, so it actually lasts longer than regular perfume because you're not spraying it all willy-nilly. You actually strategically place it. And I tell my clients, put it anywhere that has a pulse point. That's where your pulse is pumping, and that's where your pheromones are coming. So anywhere that you have a pulse point, but that's basic instinct. And then in the relax to the max section and the tease and please section, there's actually several products
in there that also have
pheromones.
I'm in the tease and please section right now. I'm checking out the Bosom Buddy and...
Yeah. Bosom Buddy is super fun. No pheromones, but who cares? When you have tingly nipples, nobody cares. Makes you happy. But yeah, in the tease and please section, between the sheets has pheromones in it. Eat the dust.
It's available in 4 cents.
Between the Sheets is a very interesting product, actually. It's a talc-based spray, but it does have the pheromones in it. So talc, the way that talc works, it actually absorbs odor and moisture. So you can spray this in the air and use it as an air freshener, but the talc in there is going to absorb any kind of odors that are in the air. So I always make jokes that makes her really great after sex foam spray, so you don't have that nasty sex smell.
Yeah.
when you spray it in the air, so let's say you spray it in your bedroom, you spray it in the air, and you spray it on your sheets, the talc is going to make your sheets nice and silky soft, but it's got pheromones in it, so it's almost like instantly setting the mood in your bedroom.
I see, and it has a talc-based spray, and I see what... It absorbs odors and moisture on sheets or anywhere. And it's a body and it's a room freshener. So, and it comes in spring rain and lavender. Yeah, it
spring
sounds
rain,
like a
lavender, blissful berry, and pear blossom. Okay. 4 cents, and they're all to die for. It just depends on, you know, what you love. But, you know, it's a fantastic product. I have girls that call me constantly because they spray it everywhere. And I'm like that, too. If I vacuum, I spray it on the floor first so that it constantly has that lovely smell.
I like it. It's like talc-based also, yeah.
And it does. If you spray it on your sheets, they feel so soft. So soft. And it helps just wick up moisture. So if you're having a particularly fun sack session and there's wet or anything like that, it helps wake up that moisture off your sheet so you're not rolling around and spreading sheets on your sheets.
Wow. Okay, and then what other hormones are in this section?
Let's see. Tease and please. Diva Dust. Diva Dust also has pheromones in it. And that is actually a really fun product. It's a very light shimmer powder. So you can put this anywhere on your body. It's an edible product. It smells like vanilla. It tastes like vanilla. But it's going to leave your skin so soft. It's got a little powder puff applicator. You can put it anywhere on your body, and it just adds this gorgeous shimmer. And it's so light that it's not overwhelming. It's sort of like you put it on, you think to yourself, I have nothing on me, and you walk outside, and it's almost like a glow on your skin.
Well,
it's
the description is
beautiful.
It's like a shimmer. It has a shimmer to it.
Yes. It's not glitter.
And is enhanced with pheromones to attract that perfect someone. Yes.
It does have pheromones in it. So just something to help the skin look beautiful and you're glowing because of it. And then, of course, pheromones. And I love edible products. Love them. Because part of pheromones, obviously, is a sexual attractant. So when you cover yourself in pheromones, if it's in the form of something that tastes disgusting or tastes like alcohol, nobody wants to kiss on that. So
exactly.
The shimmer powder is just, it's gorgeous, and it does. It has that nice little vanilla flavor and scent to it, and it's very light. So it's not overwhelming for people who aren't big fans of vanilla, but it's beautiful. It's gorgeous on skin, and I love that. I love that. I have girls that wear it every single day.
Wow.
Just because they can. Just because they can. It's like feeling like playing princess dress up as an adult.
But sometimes we like to have our own little secrets and feel our own sexiness. You know?
Exactly.
So
exactly.
What we're doing. And you know, we like to,
yeah.
you know, oh, pamper ourselves. And smell good ourselves.
Absolutely. Well, and we should. We should. So many women forget to take care of their skin or, you know, just find a body fragrance spray and the clover section. And, you know, that's fine, but find something that makes you feel good. You know, I have multiple perfumes, and I have one. I love Beyonce Heat Rush. I love it. I think that's one of the most sensual smells I've ever smelled. Have you tried it?
No, I haven't. I need to. I was just talking about
Kim. Go somewhere that you can spray it.
Kim Kardashian. So, but as we talk about pheromones, one of my favorite places is Aveda. Since you're talking about other products, and, you know, you can go in there and the sales consultant will match your, you know, match a fragrance by mixing certain oils that to match your pheromones, you know, and
oh.
Green. Yeah, that's one thing I love about
that's
Aveda.
That's really cool.
Yeah, you can go in and the beauty consultant in there will, like, mix up certain scents and oils and customize your own fragrance.
That's really neat.
So it's all in what we like. And I see the products of the slumber parties are, yeah, they're green products. Because a lot of things are edible and so on. And yesterday I had received an email from a health company that I like to buy health supplements from. And you had just mentioned alcohol and stuff like that. And in this email they sent that they mentioned that we should be careful of the toxins in our beauty products and household products. And so it's good
mm-hmm.
that you mentioned with your product, Slumber Parties, you don't taste or smell any of that. So that's good right there that we know that the products that Slumber Parties use are good and healthy.
Yeah. Now, I really think most people would be incredibly impressed the way that we Kimber Keen, the owner of the company, the way that she runs everything, because she's just incredibly diligent to make sure that we have the best products on the market. We don't, you know, we don't play around. We have a product committee, and they go out, and they actually go to every, you know, facility, and they make sure that their facility is clean and up to date, and, you know, seeing how they make these products, and everything is pharmaceutical grade, and, you know, we take a lot of pride in making sure that we're offering the best products that we can find.
Wow.
So, you know, I don't speak and attest to other companies, but I know that what we offer, I feel very confident offering it to my clients. Because I know that we put a lot of effort into making sure that we have the best products on the market.
Wow, cool. And since you're recommending your homegirl, Beyonce, straight out of Houston, Texas, too, I have to try her fragrance.
I love it.
Girl, she's from Houston. So I'm like, okay, you're recommending your homegirl.
I do. I love her. She's so beautiful. But I love her heat flush. And it's funny because anything that you put on your body, your natural pheromones are going to interact with. So that's why some people, you know, you could wear, you and your best friend could go out and purchase one bottle of perfume, and you both spray it on you. On one of you, it smells fantastic, and on, you know, the other person, it could smell disgusting. And
exactly.
That's because of your pheromones.
We had a gentleman call last week that wanted to talk with you also, and I was hoping he would call us this morning, but that's exactly what he and I was talking about. He was talking about how his favorite fragrances for men, but how some fragrances don't smell so hot on him, but then they might smell good on his friends, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's because of pheromones, because they interact with everything. So they're very interesting. They're very interesting. And the thing is, there's still tons of studies being done. I mean, there's still some scientists who think that they don't even exist. But, you know, my husband looked at that last night, and I said, well, sweetheart, there's also people who think the G-spot don't exist, and trust me, it does, so there you go. you know, there's still a lot of studies being done because they said it's very hard to do a full study, especially with humans, because we live in a clean society, because we're constantly washing off our pheromones and trying to use other products for scent and things like that. So, you know, they do all these studies on insects, and that's where they get a majority of their information, because with them, that's how they live. That's how they do everything. It's like the pheromones and scent. But humans, you know, it's very hard for them to get a genuine study because of the society we live in, because of the rules and regulations we put on ourselves and the cleanliness and things of that nature. So, plus, I don't know how this differs, but, you know, every day our hormones can do something different. You know, women especially, we have our certain times of the month and things like that, but your hormones affect your pheromones as well. So every day something different could be happening. So I have girls.
I guess pheromones have a lot to do with our different moods too, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. When I do a party and I have basic instincts, like I said, it's like a little roller ball, and I put it on the inside of my client's wrist, and I tell them to rub it into the other wrist, sort of like if you were putting on perfume. But I explain what pheromones are and what they can do, and then I tell them to smell themselves and to smell the neighbor so that everybody can see, because it does. It smells different on everybody. But I typically have a few girls that throughout the party, they'll smell themselves again, and they're like, oh, my gosh, I smell differently already. And it's because it's constantly working with your body chemistry and changing, and so your pheromones are constantly changing. Your hormones are constantly changing. And so it's very interesting. You can't really pinpoint it. You know, I have girls that say, oh, I smell like cotton candy, or oh, I smell like this. And then 10 minutes later, I smell completely different. And that is the perfume in it. But, you know, they're adding their pheromones. And I have clients that absolutely swear by basic instinct. Swear by it. I have a client that works at a restaurant. And so, obviously, she works off of tips. And she had come to a party. She bought her basic instinct. And she went into work on a Sunday. And she made over $200 in tips. And
wow.
She said, Belinda, I kid you not.
Exactly. Yes. That's what I put an emphasis on last week when I was talking with the caller. You know, pheromones are important even in when you're in your work life, when you're working with people.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah, they really are.
She's a perfect example how that is true.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and they've done studies. excuse me. They've done studies. They've actually sent identical clones into a bar. And I think this particular study was on National Geographic, so if people want to look it up, they can. But they sent identical twins into a bar. One was wearing pheromones and one wasn't. Mm-hmm. And the twin who was wearing pheromones, I think she got twice, maybe three times as many drinks bought for her and numbers given to her as the twin who did not wear pheromones.
Wow.
So, you know, even if you were a scientist who claims pheromones aren't real, they have no effect on the human body, you know, anything like that, these people who are wearing them, if nothing else, it's giving them some kind of a boost of confidence because there are actual tangible results. You know, people are in better moods. People around them are in better moods. People are making more money because of it and, you know, getting hit on at the bar and things like that. And so to some, apparently it's a matter of opinion, and there are some scientists who say, nope, they're real and they're there, and some who say they're not, but I am personally all for it. I think they're there. I think they're 100% real. I have a client who loves body glue, loves it, and that's the lotion replacement that I was talking about. But it does. It has pheromones in it. And she had never used it before. She bought it at a party. And she's a friend of mine, so we talk fairly regularly. And she called me the day after, and she said, I kid you not, I put that on. I came out of the bathroom, and my husband literally jumped on me. She was like, he's never done that before. I don't know what it was, but he was into it. And I said, well, good. Congratulations.
He was super hot and didn't know really why. But it
worked. She said, immediately got him all hot and bothered. And I said, well, good. That's what it's supposed to do. So, you know, for people who say pheromones mean nothing, I disagree. I disagree because in my own personal experiences and in my clients' experiences that they shared with me, you know, they're all loving these pheromones.
Because honestly, he probably smelled that scent and commando. Saluting, and he was ready and hot and ready. Oh my God.
Exactly.
He said,
I walked out and he jumped on me and just cocked me on the bed. And I said, okay. So.
Because some scents can just make you hot and heavy.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess,
that's what
wow.
Scent is a
just,
huge triggering factor.
It's ready.
I
like that.
Yep. Well, and scent is a huge triggering factor. So, you add pheromones to your already favorite scent. I mean, most of us have a scent, whether it be on us or on our partners or what have you. Like my husband's cologne. He got a new cologne for Christmas. I think Curve came out with a new fragrance. I forget what it is, but
I recommend cologne fragrances for men, just like our mm-hmm. little black dress that we love so much. And also for the perfect little black dress, to me, the perfect men fragrance for men is equivalent to our little black dresses.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it really is. When they smell good, it's like the world stops for a second.
Uh-huh.
Like, my husband can walk past me, and if he's wearing that cologne, I stop him, and I make him hug me, just so that I can smell him for a minute, because he smells so darn good. So, scent is a huge, you know, it's a huge factor in how people see each other and you know, find the sexual attraction and things like that, and then you add pheromones to that, and that plays into it as well. So, you know, most of our pods with these pheromones also have a scent that go with them, and it makes everything better. It's sort of
wow.
Like a pop.
Wow, that is just awesome. I guess you say, uh-huh, but Linda loves this. that's so great. Now, listeners, we only have 2 more minutes of live streaming. The show will continue on to 7 because Belinda still got to tell us about the hosting parties and what is the ultimate girls' night out. What is that all about?
Oh, I tell you what, if you have not been to a party, anybody who's listening, seriously missing out. Most fun you'll have. So you get your girlfriends together. You hang out at the house. I bring everything to you. And I do a fun presentation of my products. So you get to see everything that I love because I pick and choose out of the catalog. I don't share everything in the catalog. There's too much. And I pick what I feel are the best products. But we do a fun presentation. I explain everything to everybody. And then my favorite part is when we're shopping, I literally take everybody in one at a time because I offer confidential shopping. But what that does, my clients get to come in and say, okay, this is what's going on with me in my bedroom. And people get very personal with me, but it's good because by the time they leave the products that are designed to enhance the good things that are happening for them and to hopefully help anything that they're not enjoying. To add some excitement, you know. So I have clients that come in with all sorts of situations, whether they're not orgasming or they're just not enjoying it or they want to incorporate more foreplay or more fantasy play or anything like that, even if it's just a matter of, you know, getting their partner interested or whatever. I have a product that can fit just about any need. And I can pair them together, and I
personalize every single person's order. So that's my absolute favorite part when these women come in to shop, because it's not the same thing as coming in and buying a piece of jewelry, you know, that they know they have one dress they can wear it with. And I love jewelry. I'm a jewelry person. I have tons of it. But it's not necessarily necessary in your life, but having a good, strong, intimate relationship with your partner is important. And you know how I feel about that word. When I say intimacy and intimate, I don't mean sex. I just mean that connection.
That connection.
Every time.
Every time.
But, you know, when I can help my clients establish a strong base for their relationship using intimacy, I really do believe that it helps in every other aspect of their relationship. So I feel very confident in what I do, and I genuinely feel like I help my clients.
Wow, cool. So you all know, those of you that haven't hosted a party, because I guess, some, like you were saying, some people probably say, well, I want to talk to her privately regarding the project. Not in the form. So it's open party, but you do meet with each client privately.
Right, right. Yeah, so the party itself is where you see all of the products, which is good that we do it in a fun party atmosphere, because there are lots of women that show up to parties and they've never seen anything like that before, or they just haven't heard of it and they're concerned. You can see it. They walk in and they're nervous and they're worried that, you know, they have no idea what's about to happen. But my parties are tasteful. And I incorporate a lot of education into it, but I keep it fun. But that way they get to see everything and they get to have an idea, versus most of my clients would not be caught dead walking into a sex shop. Would not be caught dead. If their relationship was on the verge of disaster, they would simply just let it go up in smoke, because they would not be caught dead in a sex shop. Yeah. But they will come to one of my parties because it's just the night with their girlfriends. It's no big deal. And so they get to have fun and laugh.
Yeah. And I do have friends who are romance consultants that have, you know, co-ed parties where men and women. But one thing that's awesome with slumber parties, not, you know, it's good to be able to have couples, but one thing that's awesome with slumber parties is it's no guys, no boys rule. No.
Absolutely.
Guys allowed. So women can feel comfortable
just,
you know, let their hair down, talking about certain things.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. And my clients ask me all the time, because I do have some that are like, no, but it would be so much better if the guys could come. You know, we're all friends. And, you know, I'm sure that there are groups of folks out there that would be fine. But most women, and myself included, if they knew that men were going to be at those parties, they would not even bother showing up.
Mm-hmm.
They would not even bother showing up. Not because they're necessarily worried about what somebody will say to them. Just talking, for some women, just talking about anything intimate in the same room as men in a candid fashion like that is just beyond embarrassing. And for a lot of my clients, it's just flat out inappropriate.
It's girls' night out, and it's a time for girl talk. Strictly girl
talk. Exactly. Strictly girl talk, because they get to say whatever they need to say. You know, they get to get out of their comfort zone a little bit. They get to talk about something new. They get to try something new. And when you have men at these parties, which is why I'm so thankful that we absolutely do not allow men, but when you have men at these parties, even if it keeps one girl from being uncomfortable, that is worth it to me. Because
wow.
You just never know what that one girl needed. And if she walks in and there's men, she's going to clam up. Who's not going to come talk to me, and she might, you know, she might be in complete need of something, and I can't help her because she's too worried to come back in my shopping room or to talk, you know, speak up at the party or what have you, because there's a man there. And I love it just for the safety feature for myself,
Because, you know, I have clients that call me out of the blue, and I've never met them. Maybe they got my information off of my car or, you know, at a bridal show or what have you. But every now and then, I do go and do parties for people I've never met. And, I Google their address online before, you know, make sure it's a house and not some weird warehouse somewhere. I'm not just walking into a weird trap. But I have to walk into these women's house, and I don't know them. So if I'm worried that there are going to be men there, I certainly don't want to be outnumbered. You know, I would hate to walk into a party and it be my hostess and then her 18 guy friends who are about to get trashed. You know, that's not comfortable for me.
Exactly.
So it really is, it's a fun factor. It keeps everything light. It keeps everybody comfortable. And it's a safety factor. And I love that because since it's an absolute, that we don't really have that many rules. But that is one thing that corporate just does not tolerate, and I love that because I can simply say to people, oh, no, it's not just my preference. No, it's a corporate rule. I'll lose my business, and that's not worth it to me.
Exactly.
So, you know, no offense to the guys, but I can talk sex with anybody, but I don't want to do a party for them. They can go play poker.
I just want to check that out because I have friends that are romance consultants and who market other products, and they they host, you know, co-ed type parties for couples and so on, and they're listening too. So I just wanted to bring up the fact that summer parties is all about girls.
Yep.
Of course,
no,
of course, guys benefit, and I love how supportive your husband is of your company. So
I do too. He's so sweet. And do you know what? He's up right now, and my alarm went off, and I got up, and he had made me coffee and breakfast.
That's so sweet. Oh, my God.
I know.
I pray God blesses me with a new love like your husband. Your husband is a perfect example of a great husband.
He really is. He's such a sweet guy. And I just... Oh, I just love him. He's so sweet. And he's so good. He's so good.
Oh, that's so cool. I love love stories, so I can't wait to hear how you guys' Valentine's Day would be next month. Sound like it's every day.
it's Valentine's every day for us. You have no idea. Oh, you have no idea. Yes. You should hurry and get on my team and come to Vegas with us because I'm taking hubby to Vegas.
Wow.
Yeah, our convention is going to be in Vegas this year because it's our 20th anniversary.
Is it going to be this summer or when?
March. March 21st.
Wow. So you want to have training like every 6 months?
We do an annual training, and that's in September.
September. And now you're doing Vegas. And, oh, my God, I definitely need to get on your team. Because if you listen or you see on my page, I love me some Vegas, and I have always wanted to go to Vegas and to be on your team and learning about slumber parties. Oh, my God.
Yep. Well, and the thing is, convention's a big, fun party, and that's where we recognize everybody, but we do have some training going on. And normally it's in New Orleans. Normally it's in New Orleans, but it's our 20th anniversary, and so we wanted to do something extra special. So we're going to Vegas this year. But, we have our annual training every year in September, and then our convention, our rewards and things like that, that's in March. But we have training going on with our company 24/7. At all times, you can find a training resource. So we have a website.
I'm really considering getting on your team real soon because one reason I was on work and vacation in Dallas is because I'm preparing to go to school. I have to get my institution license. I met with Oakle School there, which you all have one in Houston. And, and being an entrepreneur, I think it would be great if I hurry up and join your team. I'm a Mark rep also. And so that's another thing some people might want to know. If you are a consultant with another direct selling company, is it okay to also be a rep with a slumber parties? Like, you know, I'm a Mark rep. There might be Mary Kay consultants who want to know where
absolutely.
Can I feel Okay.
Absolutely. We have a few girls on our team that have, you know, more than one business. And the only thing that we ask is that you don't mix everything. You know,
exactly.
We try not to overwhelm our clients. So our girls who, you know, I have one girl in particular who's on our team, and she does 31, the 31 gifts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're great bags and stuff like that. I mean, they're fantastic. But she does that, and so, but we keep them completely separate. So she does her 31 parties, and then she does her summer parties.
Okay,
so
good.
So it's not like it brings everything together. Yeah, because
okay.
That's just too overwhelming. That's not what people,
right.
You know, it's too overwhelming.
Oh, okay.
But,
for those of you independent consultants of other companies, it's okay to become a consultant with summer parties. Just keep your businesses separate.
Yep. Yep. As long as it's not another intimacy-related company, you know, then yeah, it's
yes,
no
cool.
problem whatsoever. And more than likely, what a majority of our consultants find is that they have more fun and they make more money with summer parties.
Well, I see.
So, and I can personally attest to that because I have done direct sales before with a different company with a completely different product line. And even though it was a fantastic product line, it just wasn't as much fun. It wasn't as much fun, and it was very hard for me to make money off of it because I wasn't loving it.
Oh.
You know, even though I loved the product, doing a party itself was not that much fun. It was more of a let's sit down and match colors. You know, it was all makeup based. But you know, when I do slumber parties, when I go to my client's house, I get excited for work. I get excited to get up. Hello, puppy. You know, I go and I have fun. The whole presentation, we're all laughing, we're all joking around. You know, I didn't joke like that with my other job. You know, I don't get to get on the phone with people as a receptionist and start chit-chatting. You've got to get on the phone and get off. I get to actually spend quality time with my clients.
And that is so important. And nowadays, it's important to, that's one of my New Year's resolutions and goals. And it's always, but I'm really focusing on developing and maintaining meaningful personal and professional relationships. So that is an example of you having really good relationships with your people, with your customers and those on your team.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, and I love that. We actually, some of the girls on my team, we were just talking about it yesterday because, like I said, we're doing a boot camp, and there's 11 of us on our team that are doing this boot camp, and I'm telling you, it's incredibly intense. There are requirements and phone calls that we have to make and all sorts of stuff, but it's all to better the business and, you know, really get yourself where you want to be in your business. And one of the girls was saying, oh, my gosh, I've been so bad. I haven't talked to some of my clients since they came to a party, and, you know, what do I do? How do I contact them? And the way that I approach things like that, when I just totally drop the ball, I make fun of myself. I make
that
a joke, and I apologize. I'm like, you know what? I'm crazy. I'm sorry. I don't email when I should. You know, I mean, my newsletter is going out tomorrow or today, and I was writing it yesterday. I know. I'm so excited. And, you know, it took me forever to write it. I sat there, and I had this weird writer's block. It was like my brain was clouded. And then all of a sudden, it was just clarity. And I was like, oh, thank God, I can finally write it. I don't know what it was. I was just having issues. But, you know, these girls are trying to boost their business and really dive in and start making money. Because once you see the potential, you get very excited. You get very excited because it's so easy. It's so easy. I can, you know, I did two parties this past weekend, and they were smaller parties. You know, both parties had 5-6 women, and so it was very intimate settings.
Okay, great.
You
know, so that was my next question. I wanted to know about the amount of guests that are invited and attend. Is that important? So let us listen to what you're saying about this very intimate party.
Well, and the number of guests is important, but what I love about this business, I've done parties with 3 women, and then I've done parties with over 20.
Wow.
And both can be just as lucrative. It's not about, you know, the numbers don't make or break you, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So, you know, I did these 2 parties this weekend, and they were both small, intimate parties, but I still made enough to pay my phone bill, pay my insurance bill, you know, and just have money just to go out and buy my coffees and spend and, you know, what have you. So, you know, but that's what I made this weekend is roughly what I would make in a week of working 30 hours. And I did 2 parties.
Uh-huh.
2 parties. So for 2 days of work, I made almost the same amount as what I used to make in 5.
Wow. So you made money that covered your expenses.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. Wow. Yeah. And I have 2 parties this weekend, and it probably do about the same thing, you know? So, I mean, that's just the beauty of it. I can do whatever I need to do with it. But I tell my clients, you know, the more, the merrier. Because obviously, yes, it's a numbers game. If you have more women at your party and the more they want to spend, the more that you're going to get for free.
Okay.
My hostess, the way that it works for my hostess is that everything that she wants the night of her party, it's either free based on what her friends purchase, or I give it to her for 40% off.
Wow.
So I have clients that host parties, and by the time that they're done shopping with me, after all the friends have shopped, you know, if they were just a regular guest at the party, they would have spent $400. But because they're my hostess, and they've already gotten stuff for free, and they get their 40% off, half the time they walk out spending, you know, $150, $200, and they got $400 to $500 worth of stuff.
Wow, that is sexy awesome.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, they're all amazed. They get very excited because I'm excited. If I got to walk into my favorite store and they said, oh, hey, the 10 people who shopped in front of you, we're going to give you 10% of what they spent. We're going to let you spend that for free, and then we're going to give you 40% off. I'd be very excited. You better believe I'd load up my cart. I would get everything.
Wow. Okay, because that's what I thought. You can have a small party. You can have 3 or more than 20 at your party.
Mm-hmm.
So, wow. The more the merrier. And it sounds like it's
a
lot of fun.
The more the merrier.
Wow.
They are fun. And, you know, I won't lie. The bigger parties are a little bit more fun. They're laughing. They're on the floor. They're sitting on each other. They're, you know, they're just having fun. You know, but sometimes we do these small intimate parties. The one I did on Sunday, some of them were past clients. So there were inside jokes and talking about other things. And, you know, it just depends on the
talk.
Something else.
In other words, naughty talk.
Yes. Naughty talk. But, you know, that's how I get to know my clients, and we do repeat parties, and, you know, that's how I become friends with my clients, because we do sweet, intimate parties, and we get to sit there and kind of chat and have a one-on-one conversation, and, you know, that's just, it's good. It's good. I love every aspect of my business, every aspect.
Tell us about your end-of-the-year party. I was wishing I was in Houston. Oh, my God.
My end-of-the-year party.
Yeah,
oh.
I was wishing I was there. Oh, my God. I was like,
oh, it would have been so much fun if you could come. It would have been so great. No, we had a great time. We had a great time. We did, we had some raffle baskets. We had Nadia Nice raffle baskets. And then we had some store prizes, gave away some free goodies, and we did, I went through every single order form from 2012, and I made a list of the top 20 products, and I was actually pretty impressed with everything that was on there. I was pretty intrigued, but I will tell you, and this this makes me smile. My number one product for 2012 was Just Like Me lubricant. And you know how I feel about every woman having a lubricant.
Exactly, because you have strictly talked about the importance of lubricants right here.
Yes. Every time it's mentioned, I am that girl that's just, get it. Girls who come in, they're like, I don't know what to get. I think I can only get one thing tonight. I'm like, okay, get a lubricant. Get it. You need it.
And you advise lubricants for all ages, seems like, and if you're solo or part of a couple.
Yes. All ages, all relationship status, all uses. It does not matter what you are doing in the bedroom. If anything is touching anywhere below the waist on you, you better have a lubricant. It makes it better and it makes it safer. And, you know, there's just no reason not to. There is no reason not to.
Wow.
But, yeah, I found that interesting. My number one product of 2012, by a landslide. I mean, just like me, when I tallied everything, it whooped everything else's butt. Everything.
Well, wow. That's amazing. Wow. I was just talking about that's a product that you really stress and that's important. That's all I was saying.
Oh, yeah. And it is, and it's such a good product, water-based, pH balanced. It's amazing.
Wow.
It's amazing. That was my number one selling product of 2012.
Wow. So regardless, that is a product that sounds like this should always be part of an order. Regardless of what other products that one order, that definitely should be on order also because it's a must-have. It sounds like one of those must-haves.
Oh, it is. It definitely is. But it's funny because my clients will get one. You know, the bottle of this machine.
Some of us that say, well, I don't need no lubricant. You know, there's some of us that say, I don't need a lubricant. What I need a lubricant for? I always say wet. But you have brought it to our attention before that we need it internally.
Yes. Internally is the big thing. Although, you know, the thing is, you should always have it regardless as soon as you're ready to hop into the bedroom. Because what happens, most of us, it takes a second to actually physically get aroused. You know, it's sort of a mental process. And that's what people are talking about when they say get in the mood. And, yes, foreplay and kissing and loving on you and things like that, yes, that gets you in the mood physically, but it takes a second sometimes. So if you're sitting there in the bedroom, especially as women, and it's taking 30 seconds, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, however long it takes for your body to physically respond. If it takes you 3 minutes, but there's friction, that 3 minutes of friction without any kind of moisture, that's a lot. That's painful. By the time your 3 minutes is up, you don't even want to have sex anymore because you're in pain. So
yeah,
I just really think it should be a part of everything. Foreplay, even if it's just a small little dab, just to get things moving. That's all you need. So that there's no friction. And people don't want to believe me about that. But if you take your 2 fingers and you rub them on the top of your hand, even if you're doing it lightly, if you continue to do that for the next 3 to 5 minutes, your skin is going to start to feel awkward. It's going to start to hurt. You're going to start to have chafing. And that's the exact same thing that happens. And the thing is, you're dealing with the most sensitive skin on your body.
Oh, yes, exactly.
So it's not just about external lubrication. It's internal as well. And, you know,
And you want to be feeling good after the session, if it's a solo session or a couple session, you want to feel good. You don't want to be feeling discomfort afterwards and walking all funny and stuff.
Right. Yeah. No, sir. I mean, I tell my clients, if you have woken up the next day after having sex and you're hurting at all, then most likely you needed more lubricant. That is one of the easiest solutions. You know, and if that's not it, then maybe you need to change positionings, and then we go into other things. But the number one reason is because they don't have enough lubricant, whether it's because they think that they have enough lubrication and they really don't, or if they're just being too shy and too quiet to speak up and say, slow your roll for a second, let's fix this.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of women who don't want to stop in the middle of that. They feel awkward, uncomfortable. And, of course, you never want to hurt anybody's feelings.
Yeah.
You know, most people take that as, oh, I'm not arousing you. It's just not the case. It's just not the case. So I was very excited to see that it was my number one product, because in my mind that just reiterates everything that I've been saying for the last 2 years.
Wow. That is some good information. So I know the guys and the ladies and everyone in between are enjoying this morning's show. Most definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So most of the time the parties are held at one's home, or are sometimes they're held in other areas, in other places?
Most of the time it's at my clients' houses. Mm-hmm. Every now and then it'll be somewhere else. I've done hotel parties before, you know, bachelorette parties where they're all going out afterwards. But 9 times out of 10, they're at a client's house, because everything else is too awkward, really. I've had people ask if they can do them in restaurants where they have closed-off rooms. And I've actually only ever done one party like that, because most of the time I just tell them, you know, it's easier that way. If we run over on time because your girlfriends decide they want to play a game, or if they have a lot of questions, you don't have to worry about being kicked out of the restaurant, or, you know, worrying about making sure we have a female server versus a male server, and, you know, making sure that nobody can see you from the outside. And because that's really the only way to get around that, is to have completely everything separate. And it's so hard to do in a public place, which is
And with the intimate subject matters also. Wow.
Yeah.
Last week when I was talking about your top sellers on your website, one particular item caught my attention, and that is the Get Your Party Started, the cookbook.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Can you tell us about the cookbook and the charitable arm with Slumber Parties? What is it, Sparkus? Slumber Parties?
Sparkus.
Character and spirit. What can you tell us about the cookbook? Because, you know, many of us like to cook. And I was listening to another Blog Talk Radio show just yesterday morning where there's guys, a bunch of guys are together, and they were talking about the subject of dating, and they were talking about how they love to cook with their date, their first date, so with their steady girlfriends or wives. And
mm-hmm.
So cook is something that men and women like to do together. So I want to know a little bit about some of the recipes in the book and the important cause that that buying this book helped.
Well, Sparkus is our nonprofit organization, and it's our way of helping other women. So women can actually, it's almost like filling, they fill out an application if they need assistance in any way, shape, or form. And we've had women in all walks of life who need help. So one of the stories that I read about recently was a woman with two sons. I think it was two sons, two children, anyway. And she needed to get out of her marriage. You know, it was not a good situation for her and her children. And Sparkus came in and helped her. She got out of it, but she had nothing. She had nothing, you know, that everybody was sleeping on the floor, and she was having trouble getting to and from work. And Sparkus came in and helped provide beds and helped pay rent and helped pay for groceries, and basically just helped this woman get on her feet to where she knew that she had made 100% the right choice.
Yes.
To get out of an unhealthy relationship, get her kids out of that situation. And, you know, it's just a completely nonprofit organization. Every order that we place as consultants, we have the option of donating money. It can be any amount. you know, so every time I place an order, I put a dollar, which is no big deal, but it helps somebody.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
right.
And it's all about uplifting women. But the cookbook is actually kind of cute. It's recipes from our consultant.
The recipes are very sexy.
Yes, but they're all from our consultants. They're all our recipes. So it's not some random person who's decided that they're going to make a cookbook. It's us. it's a bunch of us random consultants.
I'm gonna order real soon. Like you said, I'm gonna join your team too. But I'm definitely gonna order this cookbook like real soon. Okay, and what?
It's got some fantastic recipes in there, and they're all sorts of fun. So it's not just like, you know, we didn't pick one artichoke spinach dip. If we had 16 consultants with spinach dip and they were different and they sounded delicious, they got put in there. So it's really everybody's take on everything. So there's appetizers, there's soups, there's breads, desserts.
Oh, yummy.
You know, casseroles, chicken dip. Yes, there's tons of stuff in there. And they're all from Summer Party's consultants. So we all pulled together. And this was well before that I was a consultant, so I don't have any recipes anymore or anything, but they asked for recipes. Our consultants sent them in. You put it into a cookbook form, and every bit of the proceeds go towards purchases.
Wow, that
so
is so awesome.
Every time somebody purchases a cookbook, every time somebody purchases one, it's going to helping another woman who's in need.
Wow, that is so amazing. I must commend you all on Slumber Parties. That is just amazing.
And it's such a good program. They do such amazing work. And if you go on my website, actually, there's a Sparkus tab up at the top. You can click on that and get more information on it. There's actually
I'm on it now, as seen on Montel. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some live feeds that come up. You know, just people who are testimonies, people who are thankful for what Kim does. So they really have helped a lot of women.
Wow, I love this because there's one part where it says active, then the restore. I love this part on restore where it says assistance from Sparkus. It's not a handout. It is a way to restore women and their families to a satisfactory way of life. Sometimes people are unable to make ends meet because of the obstacles they encounter, and when faced with such hardships, it can often be difficult to recover. And your support from Sparkus can expedite the process of rebuilding lives so families can prosper again. So that is good because, you know, people always we're always talking about handouts. But I like how you all point out this is not a handout, but this is a way of helping many restore their lives.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and they do. There's a process, you know. There's an actual application, and you know, it's not about somebody filling out an application and just wanting someone to pay their car note for a few months. It's someone who's in need, someone who needs help. So they hand select these women that they go and help, and it's from all walks of life. They're from all different situations. You know, it's not necessarily because of divorce or anything like that. You know, it's just. All sorts of things.
Exactly. And I love to promote community efforts, so that's why when I was talking about the top seller and I saw that, I was like, wow, let me ask her about that. Well, ask about the cookbook, but then the call that it's going for, and just wanted to know, and I know listeners want to know more about this charitable arm of Slumber Parties, and I feel so good hearing more about it. So if you all have a public service announcement or anything, please get it to me so I can play it all the time because I love playing public service announcements, and so I can play the public service announcement during the show all the time because we definitely need to spread the word about Sparkus. And I bet some of the same women that you all help, I bet, become consultants with Slumber Parties.
Yeah. Oh, I bet. I would.
And I'm not a betting woman, but I bet that. Wow. So I didn't want to keep you past 7, but I felt that was something real important that listeners definitely need to know about. And we love to talk about healthy food and cooking and cookbooks and all that good stuff. So I'm like, wow, what kind of recipes are these? So they sound like they're healthy.
Well, I'm glad you brought it up. I'm glad you brought it up because it really is. I mean, it's an amazing organization. They do some great work, and they help a lot of women. So it's very important. Sadly, I tend to forget about that portion of it, you know. But if there's anybody who's listening and who they need assistance, tell them to email me. We can fill out an application, you know.
Yeah. And then with customers, so if we buy a cookbook, all of the proceeds go. And then you said that you have the option for each order to donate $1.
Yep.
Okay, that's cool.
So at any time my clients could say, hey, you know what, put some money towards this, and they could give me a dollar amount and I could add it to my order.
Oh, my, that's so awesome. So that makes us feel even more good. You know, we can be, you know, get a groove on, but at the same time, help people.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. But. This has been an amazing discussion, and we've strictly talked about slumber parties and pheromones today because there's so much to talk about, and sometimes we break it up and talk about other subject matters, but I felt it was very important for us to learn as much as we could about slumber parties and about you and what drives you and also how lucrative a business it is to work for yourself as a consultant with slumber parties. I just felt that it was important for us to really go in depth. We always go in depth, but I'm talking about spending this whole show time talking about. and I still feel like we could go on and on and on.
Of course we could. You and I could probably talk for days, but, you know, I love coming on the show, and I really do love talking about the business aspect of it. Because, you know, parties are fun, fairly self-explanatory, you know, products I could go into detail about every single one of them. But it's really the company and what it offers you.
Yes.
It's just most other companies don't give you what we do. And a lot of in-home businesses and where, you know, where you're a consultant for a larger company, but it's yours. A lot of them,
yeah.
It's just really hard to be as profitable.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, of course, there are marketing directors who make six figures and stuff. You know, there are just some people who are so driven they can make any business work, and that's fantastic.
Yeah.
But the way that I see it, I offer my clients a service. You know, they get to have a fun girl's night, just fun party.
So we must stress that this is a home-based business because you're home-based. You don't have a separate office, which you can. As successful as your business is, but you are a home-based business, right?
Yep.
And
yep.
So people, you know, that means overhead. She can keep her overhead at a minimum. You know, and the sky's the limit.
Exactly. But, you know, I love everything about my business, and I'm very excited about this year. I've got crazy goals, and I'm already on schedule, and, you know, I was happy with my end result from last year, and this year I'm ready to push it.
That's good. Keep pushing. You sound like another friend of mine that's a business guy in Chicago is going to get us on the show. He always says, keep pushing. So you say you're always pushing it, so got to always push and keep pushing it. Keep pushing.
Yep.
Regardless of. Yep,
yeah.
So thank you so much for the returning back to us and talk. We've learned a lot about sex pheromones. We learned a lot about the products that you have, the slumber parties. Remember, you guys, if you didn't visit the website while the show is going on, you can go to her website 24/7, and she's available. If it's in the middle of the night and you call her, definitely leave a message because she turns her phone off, right, because she is a family woman.
Yep.
But you can return your phone call in a timely fashion. She's always on Facebook. Like, you guys heard me talk about how interactive she is. She has one of the best professional Facebook pages I've seen out there, the way she interacts with her ladies on her team and with customers and with her Facebook friends who want to know more.
Yeah, I'm always on there. It's on my phone. So that's the one thing my husband hates. He tells me to get off my phone all the time.
So
but
cool.
They can find me on Facebook. They can email me. there's actually, I think there's a contact me button on my website, so they could actually send me a request to my website.
Yeah.
You know, call me, of course, but any questions that anyone has, whether it be about hosting a party, going to a party, products, starting your own business, you know, Sparkas, anything. Anything that anybody needs to know, they are welcome to contact me anytime because that's what I'm here for.
Wow, that is so cool. Well, we thank you because it's going past 7 and I know that little doll of yours might be time to wake up. But she was up earlier, was she not?
She did wake up a little bit, but yeah,
okay.
It's not time to get the big man up for school.
Oh, yeah. I've seen your status yesterday where you were like, your son is back at school. Everything's like back.
Oh, thank goodness. I'm not a crazy orderly person, but you get so used to a schedule and then it's gone and you have 2 children home all day long acting like crazies and you can't get anything done. Oh, I love my children, but I didn't get anything done over the break. Not a single thing.
All good stuff.
Mm-hmm. So I'm very excited for him to be back in school.
Especially love the vacation. That is so awesome.
Yep. Well, thank you again for having me. I'm going to go wake up my little man and see what he wants to eat for breakfast.
Cool. You all enjoy your breakfast, and the listeners and I thank you so much, and I'm quite sure you'll be listening. I mean, you're probably being contacted now. I'm going to feature this show as soon as we get off the air on right here on the site at blogtalkradio.com, feature it, and also I post it and I'll email it to you also because we strictly talked about slumber parties today, so this is something I think it's a good marketing tool also to share with others.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm going to be sharing it with everyone.
Thank you.
Customers and those that want to get become consultants or those that want to apply for assistance from Sparkus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pretty much anything that they need, they can contact me.
Yeah,
anytime.
Okay.
Like you said, I mean, there's multiple ways to contact me. So I'm really easy to get in touch with.
Multiple. We love using multiples. When I hear multiples, I'm always thinking, you know, dirty mind, multiples. But we know we really need to use a certain type of language when we're talking.
I know. I know. Well, see, and that's the beauty of my job. It's fun. I go to parties and I say something, and it's automatically turned into a sex joke.
like the link is always like leading somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I have to be careful around certain people.
Exactly. And it goes your inside talk when you were talking about your parties. A lot of inside jokes and talks. Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
But thank you again.
Mm-hmm.
Belinda Bostic, who is always educating us. She is not only a consultant, but she is an intimacy advisor, a team leader right there at Slumber Parties by BelindaBostic.com. And be sure to add Bostic because I slipped up this morning and didn't add your Bostic, and another Belinda came up, Slumber Parties by Belinda.
Yeah.
So be sure to log into Slumber Parties by Belinda Bostic. BOSTIC.com.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be connected with all things Belinda and Slumber Party.
Yep. Yep. That's where I am.
Yeah, well, wait. Before we go, I want
to
know about the Harley. How was the Harley sales this holiday season?
Women are loving it, I have to say. It's catching a lot of interest. A lot of interest. And it is. It's super powerful, but I think women are just so intrigued by the beads on a track that are in the shops because it just creates that hula hoop effect. You're going to have to get one. You just have to keep it yourself. It's a very intense, very intriguing toy. So, but yeah, women are women are getting very excited about it.
Cool. And cool, that sounds awesome. I had to ask about the Harley. That's on my wish list, most definitely. Oh, well, thank you, and you all have a wonderful, wonderful day, and look forward to seeing you real soon in person in the near future, and also joining your team and all that good stuff.
Yes. Fantastic. Well, thank you for having me on the show again, and we'll have to figure out what we're going to talk about next.
I don't think it's going to be too hard.
I don't think it will be. I think we can talk about anything. But
we want to talk about something very interesting, especially with Valentine's Day approaching us.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Well, you just let me know when you have a new topic for me, and we'll keep at it.
We really want to talk. Let's talk a lot of, like, next time, let's talk a lot of, like, romance. You know, and you're
I know
it's romantic, but let's really go to the extreme when it's on the romantic tip.
We can do that. I can make that happen. Take one. All right, Ms. Bethel, I have a puppy that's acting crazy, and I have a boy that I've got to get up. And
that's right. And
we have a day in
together. You know, I'm an animal lover, too, and I need to go out and feed my three pooches before the rain gets heavy here. And, you know, puppies are like, puppies will not wait. They want their attention right now.
Yes, and he is a little love bug, but he's hyper right now. I'm going to go put him in my kids' room and make him wake him up.
Exactly. Kiss him. He'll wake him up. Okay. Well, thank you so much. It's been a blast. And I'll be talking with you and via email, maybe on the phone again. We've been talking 2 hours this morning, and definitely on Facebook.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. All righty. Well, have a fantastic day, Ms. Beth.
You too. Thank you.
No problem. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay. God
bless.
Bye-bye. That's what I love, Belinda. That's Belinda Bostic of Slumber Parties. Again, visit her website. If you didn't interact this morning, you can visit 24/7 at Slumber Parties by Belinda Bostic. She is amazing, is she not? I just love her so much, and it's good to hear her success story. Of being a receptionist at an insurance office to being a very successful intimacy advisor, which is helping so many women really learn a lot about their own intimate and sex lives and also become successful entrepreneurs on their own also. Wow. Hey, here's more information regarding Sparkus. If you want to apply for assistance, and you, again, you can visit her website and then click on Sparkus, and you can download an application. And on the apply for assistance section, it says Sparkus desires to assist women by providing them with services that will build their family's character, restore their spirits, and empower their lives. We generally focus our efforts on single mothers, but we are open to applications from any woman. Those interested in applying for assistance must have a genuine desire to better themselves. Our projects are designed to aid and support you so you can find a way to renew your life. To apply for assistance, click the download application and fill out the form in full. You will need an Adobe Acrobat in order to view the file when you, when you log in and all that good stuff. If you do not have this program, you can download it free by clicking here. So you can download it. You must meet all eligibility requirements as listed below to be considered for aid. Once you've completed the form, you must submit it and all other required items. And then you'll see the instructions on the form once you log in. If you're logged in now, you see what I'm talking about. On to Sparkus. And Sparkus is located at 4224 Evan Brooks Drive in Baton Rouge, Louisiana at 70814. Baton Rouge is where my Mort mentor is based. All applications must be mailed. No email request will be accepted. And eligibility requirements are, one, applicant must be a female who is not affiliated with Slumber Parties, Inc. Two, applicant must currently hold a job. Three, it is preferred but not required for applicant to be a mother with children living in her home. Four, a complete application form along with most recent tax return must be submitted to Sparkus. Applicants are required to create and submit a videotape to accompany form as described in application, which is optional. Six, selected families must be willing to have a face-to-face interview with Sparkus volunteers prior to the commencement of their project. Applicant number seven, applicant must agree to the terms as stated in the acknowledgement portion of the application form. So you can download the application and if you meet those other requirements that I just read to you all, eligibility requirements, okay? So, and then also you can donate to Sparkus. And again, if you get the cookbook, you the $15, the cost of the book, is donated. That would be donated to, of course, the efforts of Sparkus. And so on the website, there's information regarding the projects and the different sponsors, and right on top it says Sparkus as seen on Montel. So Montel has spotlighted this amazing organization also. Here's another song by L. DeBarge Jr., Sex Game.
Tell me how you feeling. What's up, love? How you coming through the ceiling? Look so good, plus your body be appealing. About to take you down, you can charge me for stealing. Mama, so hot, I'm a firefighter. Set up with it out, I'd rather ignite it. Got me going crazy, on my liar, liar. Truth is what you make it, you make it, I desire. Switching up a position, got me on a mission. You good luck, I believe in superstition. Got that good, can't fight the addiction. She a bad habit, I ain't trying to kick it. Rolling in the sheets, on her like a beast. Like me, a lady who for me will be a freak. Sex game, girl, only rule is the bleak. Yeah, I like to give now, what you got for me?
Club scene, not a love scene. Sipping on a light harvest with a beauty queen. I'm a photo op, no Photoshop. These women love my hair, they say I got crop. Chilling on the illest swag a nigga ever been on. Swabbing like a motherfucker, looking like a million. Exhale, got that shit to make them go crazy. Current don't say nothing, but oh baby. Still be out in the streets like I'm a free man. And you still coming up short, we man. I'm about to switch up the squad with the reed man. Pull up with an 18 and no minivan. Pop a bottle, fam. Got them eating up game like 100 grand. Playing sex games, come where everybody win. I see a couple more contests. Let them in. Come on, let them in.
Elsie Barnes Jr., 6 games. Wow, I'm checking out an email from the Dallas Mavs regarding promos that are happening with their partners. And this is from Special Direct, presented by Adidas. And there are a couple of promos that they would like the public to know about regarding Mavs partners. And there's a, and I didn't make it to the Ultimate Mav Gear store in North Park Center Mall last weekend. That was like one of my main places I wanted to get to. I did make it to like the gift shop. I love gifts. I love networking with Paul Marciano. As a successful salesperson in retail management, I always love selling gift products also. But I did not make it to the Mavs gift store, and I did not make it to Betsy Johnson's store. And so that's why you don't see pictures of those particular stores. You know, I think I would be awesome if working at that Mavs gear store also. But still, you know, this promo that's happening is called Love Those Mavs Tour. You're in a road trip on a private jet. Now, who wouldn't want to ride on a private jet? And this is sponsored by Smith Thompson Home Security. They're saying that you can win the Ultimate Mavs Road Trip, which includes a round trip on a private jet. I wonder if it's the Mavs jet. Dinner and tickets to see one of the 3 remaining road trips. Register at smiththompson.com. Make the switch to wireless cellular alarm monitoring for only $16.95 a month, no long-term contract, and no phone line needed. And if you do that and you register there, use possibility, you can win the Ultimate Mavs Road Trip where you get a private jet, dinner, and tickets. And then there's another promo happening, free delivery for Mavs fans. Dr. Definium Designs and Events. Exclusive offer to Dallas Mavericks fans, free delivery with the promo code FDMAVS. It's valid from the 8th to the 15th of this month. Cannot be combined with any other offers. Delivery can be for any future date. So take advantage of this special offer for that upcoming birthday anniversary or just because. Browse our unique selection of fresh flowers, plants, and gifts. And you can visit our website at drdelphinium.com. That's drdelphinium.com. And this sounds like an awesome promo. Coming from the UPS store, win a sweet night. You run or own a small business where it's time to, for you to get in the game at the UPS store. Sign up here, describe your business, and tell us how the UPS store products can help you run your small business better. I've always considered getting a spot at the UPS store. The grand prize winner will receive a $500 gift card to the UPS store and sweet night at Mavs home game. I like doing business with the Mavs. UPS period, and the UPS stores are very awesome. Shout out to my friend Melissa Patrick who followed me on Pinterest. I love Pinterest. Do you all not? So awesome. But again, happy birthday to you if today is your birthday. Let's see what celebrities' birthdays are today before the time runs out. If your birthday is today, then of course you all know whose birthday it is. I was reading a story last night about how she's going to spend her birthday, and that is the expected mother, Catherine, Duchess of Cambridge, the wife of Prince William. Happy 31st birthday to the beautiful Duchess. Love them. Judith Kratz, author, is 85. Bart Starr, Football Hall of Famer, 79. Dick Enberg, sportcaster, 78. Joan Baez, folk singer, is 72. Jimmy Page, rock musician with Led Zeppelin, is 69.